Welcome to the Padres Postgame Show on the Padres Radio Network. Coming up, we'll deliver a full recap of the game with highlights, player interviews, and we'll take you down to the manager's office to hear from Jay Stengler. Plus, an update on the scores from around baseball, final comments from the radio booth, and of course, your phone calls. You can call us at 833-288-0973. Catch it all here on the Padres Radio Network.
Matt Scraby here with you on the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan. And if you listen to the pregame show, throw all of it out the window. This was a one-of-a-kind type game and not one that you will see airing on MLB Network as an instant classic anytime soon. The Pirates take down the Padres 8-4. And if you were with us for the broadcast, you know how weird of a game it was. It lasted 4 hours and 7 minutes. 4 hours and 7 minutes. I was hoping that Blake Snell could get his first win as a Padre in his first start on the road. And unfortunately, Blake Snell couldn't even get through one inning. He went two-thirds of an inning tonight. So Blake Snell definitely not happy. He gave up 3 earned runs. And he only struck out one. The weird part is he started out on fire. It was 2 straight outs real quick, and then everything fell apart. And I heard Jesse Agler on the broadcast say this game had a spring training feel just by the way that there was no rhythm to the game at all. And I would agree with him because it was stop, start, go, go back, forward, left, right, all the stuff. I mean, there was batters being hit. There was an incredible amount of walks. We're going to get into all of it. And we're also going to check on Will Myers. He left the game with an injury, and I know that Jay Stengler is going to be speaking with the media here shortly. So as soon as we can get over to Jay Stengler to get an update on Will Myers, we will. You know, the Padres, they definitely had their chances tonight. It wasn't like they weren't getting runners on base. It wasn't like they weren't hitting. And they had 13 walks tonight, which is a Padres record for a single 9-inning game. And as the team, the Padres left 15 men on base and were 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position. The 4 times I've done the pregame show this year, I've made it a point to say that the Padres need to get it done with runners in scoring position. So that's one of those things that they need to get improved in as they go on along throughout the year. Individually, though, they left 28 men on base, which the difference between a team left on base and individual is the team left on base occurs with how many men are on base when it's the third out. And then for individually, it's how many men are on base when you get an out. So 28 men left on base is just a lot, and it's just not going to get it done. But I guess if there is some silver lining in tonight's game, the Padres may have found another long reliever candidate in Nabil Crismat. He saved the Padres bullpen today by going 5 innings, giving up 8 hits, striking out 5, and giving up 3 earned runs. He threw 85 pitches in the game, which I definitely don't think when he was warming up or whatever earlier today, getting ready for the game, he thought he was going to go 5 innings and throw 85 pitches. So Nabil Crismat, we'll get into that a little bit. We'll ask Coach about it. But I'm getting the thumbs up. We're going to go to Jay Stengler's postgame press conference right now and check in on the injury with Will Myers.
Let's take a trip down to the Padres clubhouse and hear from the manager, Jay Stengler. Presented by Sinley Food. Find your next cooking adventure at Sinley Food. 4665 El Cajon Boulevard, the Cook's Asian Resource.
Yeah, he came out with basically some inflammation in his right knee. He's been playing through some things, I don't know, maybe the last week or so. But today, as the game went on, it got worse. And, you know, he came out and figured let's not, you know, push it, go get some treatment on it. And, you know, we'll see how he's feeling tomorrow. But, you know, right now I say he's probably day to day.
Is this the same or similar to what he was experiencing during spring training at times?
It is. It is. You know, it's been kind of nagging him. He's been able to play through it. Usually, you know, as long as he's kind of sprinting or walking, it's fine. You know, it kind of flares up on him when he's jogging more than anything. But, you know, seeing him move around in right field tonight, you know, you could tell that it kind of, you know, was a little bit giving him more problems than usual.
As far as Blake Snell tonight, just a bad night? Was there something physically bothering him? What happened with him tonight?
You know, he got through the first two guys and you know, looked good. And then, you know, gave up the hit after that and you know, just couldn't find it after that. You know, usually he's able to get it back in the zone and get out. And I wasn't going to take a chance, you know, going, you know, 38 pitches and, you know, maybe he could have battled through. I just, you know, made the call. We'll be fresh for our next outing.
It looked like he and Campusano were having a tough time getting on the same page tonight as well. Is that part of the issue that was going on? Or is that just sort of a side story of a guy that was just having a tough time finding it tonight?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, more side story and, you know, just frustration. And, you know, like I said, he's usually able to regroup and get it back on the tracks. And, you know, it just didn't happen tonight.
You've had some pretty gutsy performances out of your bullpen so far this season. I would imagine Chris Mattes tonight ranks right up there with some of the best you've seen.
Yeah, I agree. You know, what he was able to do and give us length, you know, if he's not able to do that, I think, you know, our bullpen's, you know, really in bad shape. But we should be in decent shape tomorrow just because of the way he stepped up and threw the ball and you know, honestly kept us in the game.
Thank you, Jason.
We'll go to AJ Casavell.
Chase, what do you make of the men left in scoring position and all the walks you were able to work? I mean, it was their pitchers were kind of erratic all night. Did that make it maybe even tougher to do?
Yeah, I think you know, we did a really good job of getting on base and building innings. I think, you know, the thing that you know, has killed us, you know, so far this year, we've done a good job of creating run opportunities. We haven't really gotten the, you know, the big knock or the extra base hit, you know, in those situations. And, you know, I think the thing that's killing us is, you know, pull side on the ground, you know, those double play balls. And so we've got to find a way to either, you know, stay gap to gap, or when we do pull the ball, we've got to get that ball in the air somehow. We've just done a poor job of you know, being able to hit through on the ground. You know, the pull side, and certainly with guys in scoring position. So the guys are aware, they're working. You know, we know we just got to keep creating opportunities. And, you know, if we can stay a little bit more middle of the field, and I think, you know, that'll give us a better chance.
How tough was that decision in the first inning to take Snell out when you did, given that the pitcher was coming up?
Yeah, it was tough, but you know, he got up, you know, in the high 30s, and look, if it was last year in 60 games, we'd probably do it. I was probably thinking a little bit more big picture, you know, with 162, and so, you know, trying to play the long game. Ultimately, I had a decision to make, and you know, I didn't want him hovering 40 innings or so, especially in the first inning.
How's Mateo doing? And I guess kind of what do you make of all on maybe the erratic nature of some of the pitches that he saw tonight?
Yeah, I don't make much of it. He's doing fine. I just checked in with him in the training room. He's a tough dude. They walk 13. I think, you know, they were, you know, scattered around the zone and don't think anything was intentional or anything like that.
That was Jace Tingler, Padres manager, talking to the media after tonight's loss. The Padres lose to the Pirates 8-4. The Padres move to 8-4 on the year. The Pirates move to 4-7 on the year. Nabil Chrismat, even though he's the guy who was the silver lining, he will take the loss today. Unfortunately for him, he didn't deserve it, I don't think, but just how it goes. And for the Pirates, Chris Stratton gets the win for the Pirates. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And actually, let me tell you this real quick before we go to break, because the Padres set a record tonight, and it was for most walks in a single nine-inning game. I know I mentioned that just a few minutes ago, but it's the first time in team history that they have 13 walks in a game. And according to AJ Casavell, this is just the ninth time in recorded history that pitchers from both teams have plunked at least three batters. and the game lasted 4 hours and 7 minutes. Jesse Agler was talking about it on the broadcast. If we had six more minutes, we could have had the longest 9-inning game in Padres history. But it was that night with this game. Everything that you thought was going to happen didn't happen. Anything you thought wasn't going to happen did happen, including setting records for the longest game in Padres history. So we will talk about this going forward tonight on the Padres postgame show. I'm Matt Scraby. When we get back, we're going to take you through some of the highlights, and there are a ton of highlights, so let me see if I can keep that straight. It's worth the price of admission alone to see if I can keep everything that happened in the game straight. And we are going to talk to Coach John Quintero about what happened in tonight's game, what he thinks about going forward. Again, the Padres lose to the Pirates 8-4. Jace Tingler just said Will Myers is dealing with something that is he's been dealing with since spring training, some knee soreness. So we'll get some more information on that going forward. But it doesn't seem like it's anything too serious now. All right, we'll come back to the Padres postgame show and get to those highlights. I'm Matt Scraby on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Tony Gwynn Jr. from Gwynn and Chris. You're listening to the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, thank you so much, Tony. That was very nice of you to stick around in the booth and do that for me real quick and throw it back. This is Matt Scraby on the Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan. And just looking at Twitter right now, by the way, if you want to tweet me and tell me how you're feeling tonight as a Padre fan, you can, at Matt Scraby. I have a lot of panicked Padres fans on the Twitter timeline. And people, there's 150 more games to go. 150. This is just one game. So we'll get to some of those tweets a little bit later. If you want to submit your tweet to me, you can, at Matt Scraby. Let's try. I'm going to try and keep everything straight that happened tonight, and we're going to do it right now.
Let's listen back to the most exciting plays from today's game with our game highlights presented by Eco Water SoCal. What's in your water? Find out online at EcoWaterSoCal.com and schedule your free water test today. That's EcoWaterSoCal.com.
Well, if you were watching the start to this game, you were likely very excited by what you saw. I walked out to my car for about 5 minutes after the pregame show ended, and I come back and Trent Grisham had this to lead off the game.
Fastball. 1-2, hung one, and Grisham hits it well out to deep right center field. Going back, looking up, gonna go! A leadoff home run for Trent Grisham. Padres in front, 1-0, right off the bat.
That caught me. I didn't hear that before. Good one, Jesse. Trent Grisham, that's his third home run on the year. So the Padres, they get right out to a 1-0 lead. Then at this point, you know, that was Grisham's fourth start of the year. He already has three homers. So after that, Jake Cronenworth doubled to right. Manny Machado struck out. Eric Hosmer grounded out, but Jake Cronenworth moved to third. At this point, it was pretty apparent Chad Kuhl struggling with his command. He walked Will Myers. Then he loaded the bases by grazing Tommy Pham on the helmet with a pitch. Bases were loaded. And Chad Kuhl then walked in the second run of the game for the Padres with Jake Cronenworth scoring on a Jurickson Profar walk. And that's when the game got a little weird, because Blake Snell took the mound looking for his first win as a Padre, and he'll have to wait at least 5 more days. This was not a good start for Blake Snell, even though things started really well for him. San Diego's own Kevin Newman grounds out. Wilmer Defoe, who had a tough night in the box. He at least struck out 3 times. He may have even struck out 4 times tonight. But Wilmer Defoe strikes out for the second out of the bottom of the first inning. And then it all fell apart because Brian Reynolds singled to center. Philip Evans, the pest of the game, Acosta Canyon guy, he walked. Luis Campusano allows a pass ball, and Reynolds moves to third. Evans moved over to second. Then catcher Jacob Stallings came to the plate with a chance to tie it up at 2-2, and he did. He did tie it up at 2-2, and Eric Gonzalez doubles, and Stallings did score to make it 3-2 Pirates. The inning was still stuck at 2 outs. We're still in the bottom of the first inning, everyone. Blake Snell walks Adam Frazier, then hits Anthony Alford with a pitch, and that was it for Snell in his road debut for the Padres. He went 2/3 of an inning. Craig Stammen came in, and he got the pitcher Chad Kuhl to ground out to end the inning with the score 3-2. Craig Stammen only pitched a third of an inning, and that is only one inning, everyone. In the top of the second, the lone Padres run came on a Chad Kuhl wild pitch that scored Trent Grisham, who got on base with a walk.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Way inside, and now it goes off the glove of Stallings all the way to the backstop. Grisham will score, and the game is tied 3-3 in the second.
There you go. 3-3. Nabil Krizmat relieved Craig Stammen to start the bottom of the second inning. Kevin Newman doubles to get on base. Then two batters later, Brian Reynolds got one through the infield, and Newman scored to make the score 4-3 Pirates. Catcher Jacob Stallings again singled and scored Brian Reynolds to make the score 5-3 Pirates. The Padres didn't have much going in the top of the third. But to the bottom of the third, Adam Frazier reaches on a throwing error by Jurickson Profar. The pitcher, Chad Kuhl, executes a sack bunt, and Frazier moves to second. The local guy again, Kevin Newman, his name's going to come up a lot tonight. He came through big again with an RBI single.
2-2 pitch is down the middle and pushed through the left side for a base hit. Frazier rounding third. He will come in and score without a throw. RBI single, Kevin Newman, his second hit of the night. And the Pirates extend their lead 6-3 here in the third.
At this point, I believe it's 7 hours into the game. No, I'm just kidding. It seemed like it was 7 hours into the game. But the Padres did get a couple guys on base, and Eric Hosmer does what he does best with runners in scoring position in the top of the fourth.
Grisham and Machado take their leads. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Hosmer rips one into the right center field gap. That'll get down for a base hit. Grisham is rounding third. He'll come in to score. Machado into third. And an RBI single for Eric Hosmer. This is a 6-4 game in the fourth.
Then some bad news. Will Myers left the game with a slight knee injury. We just found out from Chase Tingler. We played his post-game press conference, and he said that it's nothing that is new. He's been dealing with it for a while, so they're going to have to just reevaluate going forward. Jorge Mateo replaced him and immediately got hit by a pitch. Jorge Mateo also got hit by a pitch later in the game, so poor Jorge is going to be very sore when he wakes up tomorrow. The Pirates then scored again in the bottom of the fifth after Manny Machado committed a throwing error, allowing Eric Gonzalez to move to third. Pinch hitter Colin Moran came up to the plate and extended the lead 7-4 Pirates. Things got quiet on the scoring front for the Padres, and Eric Gonzalez singles on a ground ball to center field, and Phillip Evans scored, which made it 8-4, and that was the final. That was the final, everyone. Padres lose to the Pirates 8-4. They, like I said before, they had so many people on base. They couldn't get anyone in with scoring position, runners in scoring position. So right now, I think what we need to do is we all need to talk with Coach John Cantera and see how he's feeling after tonight's 4-hour-and-7-minute game. Coach, how are you doing tonight? Are you still with us? Are you sleeping? Did you have to wake up because this game was so long? It was a long, weird, bad game.
Well, it was an ugly baseball game, no question about it. 4 hours and 7 minutes for 9 innings. That's not what you want. I mean, that's not good baseball. That's not good baseball for anyone. If you win it, great. You're happy you won, but you know you didn't play very well. And the Padres, man, they got to be kicking themselves tonight. I mean, with the Pirates walking 13 Padre hitters, hitting three more, Padres leaving 15 runners on base, 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position tonight. Boy, and you know what? They had every opportunity in the world to win this game, even though Blake Snell went 2/3 of an inning, and they had to go deep into that bullpen again. You mentioned Nabil Krizmat, who came in behind Stammen, who pitched that one out to get out of the first inning. Krizmat, you know, going 5 innings, his numbers were, you know, pretty blasé for me. 8 hits and 4 runs, only 3 of them earned, but 5 innings, and, you know, I give him an attaboy for going out there and not having to burn that bullpen up completely, but, you know, you'd like him to pitch a little bit better than that. But nonetheless, an ugly baseball game. The Padres have been playing great. They were due for maybe a clunker like this, but this was a real clunker, and it wasn't like the Pittsburgh Pirates were great. I mean, they were good with runners in scoring position tonight, 7-of-15, and they left 12 runners on base. But, man, that pitching staff tonight for Pittsburgh, they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
That's very true. I mean, Chad Kuhl was struggling with his command all night long. There were hit batters on each side. It got a little chippy at the end. Tomorrow, Joe Musgrove is on the mound, so I don't know that it will carry over too much. You know, he's facing his former team. But the Padres, you know, this is just like you have said before, Chris Ello has said before, Tony Gwynn Jr. has said before, it's one game out of 162, and tomorrow could be a much better day.
Well, and I would expect it to be. Hey, you know what? As bad as it was tonight and as ticked off as everybody is that follow the Padres and this guy didn't get it done tonight, that guy didn't get it done, hey, they win tomorrow. They win on Thursday. They finish up a 6-1 road trip.
That's pretty good.
I mean, I would take a 5-2 road trip, but right now I want to be greedy. I want to get to 6-1.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, they've already won the road trip by winning four games out of the seven that they're going to play on the road, but they have plenty of time to take a couple more. Trent Grisham, he has been awesome since he's gotten back from the IL, starting it with a hamstring injury. He hit his third home run to lead off the game this year. And, I mean, with him in the lineup and when they get Fernando Tatis Jr. back, he is so good for that lineup, and he is so dangerous for the rest of the hitters to collect, you know, their RBIs, their hits with runners in scoring position. He really changes the complexity of that lineup.
Yeah, he's an athlete, first of all, Matt, and he's got a little bit of an edge to him, which I like a great deal. Trent tonight, 1-for-4, a couple of walks, had that leadoff homer, his third, as you mentioned, also scored 3 runs tonight. And, you know, I struck out a couple of times, and he's going to be a guy that strikes out because he's going to hit with a little bit of power. But, you know, it's nice to, after the first batter of the game, have a 1-0 lead. Unfortunately, Blake Snell just had a really, really rough night tonight.
He did have a rough night. All right, Coach, you're back at it tomorrow from noon to 2:35. So please, everyone, tune in to Coach John Katera in the middays, and it'll be a therapy session for everyone.
Now, we'll get after it tomorrow. We got Big Joe Musgrove going against the left-hander Tyler Anderson, formerly of the Colorado Rockies. I think Big Joe going back and playing against his old ball club, mom and sister back there helping him move out of his house he just sold. I think Big Joe, he may not throw a no-hitter tomorrow night. I don't expect that, but I think Big Joe will have a good outing. The Padres will get that, and then they'll send it to Chris Paddock to the mound on Thursday morning, trying to get that and get back home, get ready to take on the Dodgers, who, by the way, are leading Colorado right now in the third, 3-0.
Yes, they are. We're going to be doing the out-of-town scoreboard a little bit later in the post-game show, but thank you so much, Coach, for joining us, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Matty, great job. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you. That was Coach John Katera. Tune in to his show noon to 3 weekdays on 97.3 The Fan. We already went through the Jace Tingler post game, but we'll maybe play his when we get back. We'll play you what he said about Will Myers and his injury, and then we'll get to the play of the game. We'll also, Blake Snell sat down with the media just recently, maybe like 10 minutes ago, to talk about his outing tonight. So we'll see what he had to say. We'll get an update on Will Myers. The Padres, they lose to the Pirates tonight, 8-4, in a weird, weird, weird 4-hour and 7-minute game. I'm Matt Scravey. This is the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan. And Craig Stammen comes in, and Craig Stammen, I'm not joking, he threw 2 pitches and got the guy out. So just weird like that. But the Padres take the loss tonight, 8-4 to the Pirates. We're going to go out to the phones here in just a second. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. We are here. The Twitterverse is here, at Matt Scraby, at 97.3 The Fan SD, and people are very, very concerned on Twitter. So we'll keep an eye on that. But let's go to Sean right now. Sean, how are we doing?
I'm doing good, Coach. I don't think they play their A game today.
They didn't play their A game today, you're saying?
Yeah, they were way off. I did not see every game I see, I've never seen them play this horrible. Probably maybe in the past, but you know.
I think there's some people out there that have seen the Padres play this horrible before, but maybe not in the last couple of years. But so far this year, obviously, this is not the greatest game. But you feel like they're gonna bounce back, right?
Tomorrow we got Musgrove on the mound.
Yeah. All right, Sean, thank you so much for the phone call. Sean still happy about his team here early on in the season. We still got 150 games to go. There's a lot of time. A lot of time. Blake Snell, though, going back to that clubhouse sound real quick, I like how Blake Snell handles things. When he has something good happen, he handles it with class. And when he has something bad happen, he handles it with class. And we talked about it last week when he was when we did the Gwynn and Chris post-game show after the Giants and the Padres played on Wednesday during the day game. And Blake Snell gave up that home run, and it went off Jorge Mateo's glove in center field. And Blake Snell basically said, I should have thrown a better pitch, and that's a pitcher that has his players back. It's not about the guy, oh, you know, he should have caught that. It was all about Blake Snell not making the pitch that he wanted to. So Blake Snell, I have no worries about him going forward. He's going to be fine. He doesn't sound like there's anything wrong with him, there's any injuries or anything like that, but he's gonna, you heard him, he's gonna stay up a little bit later tonight, and he's going to have a good week of preparation. I saw some people on Twitter saying he should stop playing video games, and I feel like that would be counterproductive to Blake Snell if he were to stop playing video games, because, you know, that's what he enjoys. That's his kind of release. Can't let the guy not play video games because he had one bad outing. I mean, think about how excited everyone was for Blake Snell to come here. And three starts in, he's made two really good starts, and he's made one really bad start. I mean, that's not that big of a deal in my mind. Now, if this was later in the year and this is his fourth bad start, fifth bad start, then maybe we could start talking about that. But I don't think it's time for that just yet. The Padres lose to the Pirates tonight, 8-4 in a long 4-hour, 7-minute game. They set a couple records tonight. They set a record of number of walks in a single 9-inning game in team history with 13. And according to A.J. Cassavell, this is just the 9th time in recorded history that pitchers from both teams have plunked at least 3 batters. No one has ever plunked 4 batters on either side. So that was a good stat by A.J. Cassavell. I'm Matt Scraby. This is the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. But coming up next, we're going to check in on some of the NL West around baseball, and we're also going to find out which Aztec for life hit a home run today, and we have to choose a player of the game. Now, that is all next on the Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan.
This is Dinesh Salame for San Diego Padres. You're listening to San Diego Padres Baseball on the Padres Radio Network.
Matt Scraby with you on the Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan, coming to you after a Padres lost. The Pirates win 8-4 in tonight's game. If you were listening here on the radio, you know it was a weird one. And it was whatever. We'll just call it that tonight. It was whatever. But that's the great thing about baseball, is that there's a lot of games and a lot of time to turn around. It's not like the NFL where you have one game a week, and if you lose bad, you're going to be thinking about it all week. They get back tomorrow, and as you heard our caller say, Sean, in the last segment, he said that Joe Musgrove, Mr. Joe No, is going to be taking the mound against his former team, the Pirates, tomorrow. And I believe the game is same time, 3:35 p.m. tomorrow. So they have two more in Pittsburgh before they head back home to Petco Park and take on the Dodgers on Friday. In a game like this, how do you qualify to become the player of the game? We'll tell you right now.
Which player had the biggest impact on today's game? Let's take a look at the player of the game. Presented by Valley View Casino and Hotel. San Diego's favorite casino and dining.
The player of the game, how we determined it tonight would be just a look at the box score, because we could go Trent Grisham, but we already made that the play of the game. But the player of the game is going to be the only Padres player tonight with a multi-hit game, and that would be Jake Cronenworth. He went 2-for-5 tonight, and he is now hitting .362 on the year. Jake Cronenworth continues to hit well and is quietly doing so. I asked him, is Jake Cronenworth the best Padre that we're not talking about? And we both kind of were like, I think so. And I don't know why Jake Cronenworth is not talked about. He's been pretty great this year, and he plays pretty much every position on the field. So Jake Cronenworth doing everything for the Padres right now, and he needs a little shout out. So he is our player of the game because he went 2-for-5, and he was the only multi-hit Padre tonight. The Major League Baseball scoreboard is very busy and lots of doubleheaders, so let's check everything out right now.
Time to check the scores around the big leagues with the Out of Town Scoreboard on the Padres Radio Network.
Let's start with some of the games that were doubleheaders today after the postponements yesterday. The Seattle Mariners played 2 against the Orioles in Baltimore. In the first game, they won 4-3 in 8 innings. Remember, doubleheaders are 7 innings each game, so they went to extras in 8 innings, and they won 4-3. Aztec for life, I told you before the break. Ty France hits his second homer of the season in the win. Rafael Montero gets his first win of the year for the Mariners. Tanner Scott with the loss for the Orioles, his first loss of the year, and Kendall Graveman gets his first save of the year for the Mariners. In the second game between the Mariners and the Orioles took the game 7-6 in the regulation time of 7 innings, but the Mariners committed 3 errors in the game, but they did actually come back to tie it up in the 7th, and the Orioles walked it off with Ramon Urias singling to center and scoring Rio Ruiz to get the score to 7-6 for the Orioles. Cesar Valdez gets the win for the Orioles, his second of the year. Casey Sadler takes the loss for the Mariners, his first of the season. Some more doubleheaders. The Phillies and the Mets also play two today, and their first of their doubleheader went into extras, just like the first of the Mariners and the Oilers. So that was an old football team, the Orioles. They went to eight innings, but the Mets walked it off and won 4-3. Jonathan Villar singled to left, and Jeff McNeil in the bottom of the eighth inning. Trevor May moves to 1-1 on the year after getting the win for the Mets. Hector Neris of the Phillies is charged with a blown save and a loss. So that is a bad day for Hector Neris. Marcus Stroman actually got to pitch after being angry the other day for not being able to pitch his game after they started it and they called off the game due to rain like 7 minutes into the game. But the Mets take that one too. So the Mets went 2-0 in their doubleheader today. The Marcus Stroman moves to 2-0 on the year, and Aaron Nola takes a loss for the Phillies. So that in seven innings as well. Where are we going now? The Toronto Blue Jays of Florida. How about we talk about them? Because they beat the Yankees 7-3 today and moved to 5-6 on the season. Hyung-Jin Ryu gets the win for Toronto Blue Jays of Florida and moves to 1-1 on the season. He went 6 2/3 and did not allow a run on four hits while striking out seven. Jameson Taillon gets roughed up and takes the loss, getting pulled after 3 2/3 innings and five earned runs. Can you believe that there was a snow game in baseball today? We saw opening day in Detroit with snow and Miggy hitting that home run and didn't know and slid into second base. But this time it was in Minnesota against the Red Sox, and the Red Sox won 4-2 over the Twins in the 33-degree day. The Red Sox moved to 7-3 on the season, and after starting 0-3, think about this, Padres fans. What if the Padres started 0-3? You would be like the Red Sox fans who lost their mind. Our guy Boston Mike was telling me Boston fans were losing their mind after starting 0-3. Well, now they have won seven straight, and they lead the AL East. Their record is 7-3, and old friend alert, Hunter Renfro hits his first home run of the season for the Red Sox. An NL West score, the Oakland A's scored four runs in the top of the seventh inning in Arizona, and that four-run half inning would be enough to give the A's a 7-5 win over the Diamondbacks. Yusmeiro Petit wins his third game of the year. Anthony Swarzak takes his first loss of the season. I like that name, Swarzak. Lou Trevino gets his first save of the season for the A's. Jed Lowry with his second home run of the year and the one that tied up the game for the A's. And Seth Brown also hits his second of the season and put the A's up 6-5 in the top of the eighth. But the A's go on to win 7-5. And another National League West game, the Reds and the Giants are playing in San Francisco. They are all tied up at 5 after a crazy start to the game themselves. The Reds went up 4-0 in the top half of the first inning, and the Giants came right back and scored four runs themselves in the bottom half of the first inning, so it was all tied up at 4. Reds tack on another run in the top of the second, but the Giants tied up in the bottom of the sixth with a run. So it's 5-5 in San Francisco right now. The Rockies and the Dodgers are playing up at Chavez Ravine right now. The Dodgers are leading 5-0, in particular because of this Mookie Betts long ball.
Seven pitch, Betts hits a towering drive down the line. If it's fair, it's way gone. Look out, Pasadena! A monster shot from Betts.
A little DMX behind there. A little DMX for Mookie Betts. 5-0, the Dodgers are leading the Rockies. I mean, it's not quite fair that the Dodgers get so many games against the Rockies in the beginning of the year. The Rockies are clearly not very good. And the Dodgers have played, it seems like, every single game against them. I know that Trevor Bauer is on the mound for the Dodgers tonight as well, and he's pitching well. He's gone four innings, only given up one hit. He's walked two, and he struck out six. So all the trash talk that Trevor Bauer did before the year and all the stuff that he does on Twitter, he's living up to it right now. He really is. He's been pretty good for the Dodgers so far. Dodgers come to town on Friday, though, so the real series with the Padres start then. They will kick off at Petco Park on a Friday. And we don't know the starter yet for the Padres, but we will as we get closer. The other... let's go to the National League Central. Well, the Cardinals are in the National League Central. The Nationals are in the National League East. But the Cardinals beat up on the Nationals today. Steven Strasburg taking the loss, not having a good day. Jack Flaherty getting the win for the Cardinals. But Nolan Arenado did this in the game, and it sealed the deal.
And the 3-1 pitch. Arenado hits it down the left field line. It is gone! Nolan Arenado, 2-run homer. And the Cardinals are back on top.
They were back on top. They scored 9 runs in the bottom of the 5th inning. They beat the Washington Nationals 14-3. The Angels played the Royals today in Kansas City, and the Angels lost to the Royals today 3-2 in Kansas City. The Indians and the White Sox, they were playing a pretty awesome game. It was 0-0 in the bottom of the 9th inning. It went to the 10th. Shane Bieber, the pitcher for the Indians, he went the distance, it seemed like, at least what we were watching, because he never left the game. He pitched 9 innings today, only giving up 3 hits. He struck out 11, and he only walked 1. So he got the win in the game. The Indians get 2 runs in the top of the 10th inning, and they beat the White Sox. Don't look now. Again, Padres fans, let's talk about this. Everybody said the White Sox were going to be great this year. Everybody said that it was going to be Padres-White Sox World Series. Well, the White Sox are 5-6 on the season. The Padres are 8-4. So we got to keep things in perspective there. The Indians beat the White Sox 2-0, and Shane Bieber gets the win. The Tigers in Houston take another one from the Astros, 8-2. And the Cubs and the Brewers. Cubs take down the Brewers in Milwaukee, 3-2. Craig Kimbrel gets his 3rd save on the year. There's so many games I'm trying to figure out, and there's like extra games today because they had doubleheaders. I'm trying to figure out if I covered every one of them. The last one I'm going to cover that I could see, yes, last one I'm going to cover is the Marlins and the Braves. The Braves have been putting up, they've been giving up runs. They've been putting up runs, and they lost tonight. They lost to the Marlins 14-8. In the beginning of the game, I was going to say that Marcelo Ozuna, he hit a first inning home run, which was a monster. Max Fried takes the loss for the Braves, and they moved 4-7 on the year. Again, another team that's supposed to be very good, and they are under 500, so Marlins move to 4-6 with a 14-8 win. And that is everything that is going on around baseball right now. We are closing in on the end of the Padres postgame show. I'm Matt Scraby. If you have anything, any last-minute thoughts, any last-minute phone calls, please hit us up, 833-288-0973, or find me on Twitter, at Matt Scraby. But before we go to break, we need to check in on the home run tally.
Which Padre went deep tonight? Let's take a look at the Padres home run tally. Brought to you by the Gomez Firm on the Padres Radio Network.
Fastball. 1-2, hung one, and Grisham hits it well out to deep right center field. Going back, looking up, gonna go! A leadoff home run for Trent Grisham. Padres in front, 1-0, right off the bat.
That gets me every time, and I don't know why. The Giants, actually, real quick, just took the lead in San Francisco. They're 6-5 here in the bottom of the 6th. Austin Slater tripled and drove in Buster Posey for the Giants to take the lead. That was the home run tally right there, and it was the only home run of the game. Trent Grisham hitting his 3rd on the year. That's 14 total team home runs on the year, and that total will just keep going up and up and up. Trent Grisham with the lone home run for the Padres tonight. And with him being the lone home run for the Padres, if you're just tuning in now, you probably have kind of figured out that the Padres lost to the Pirates today 8-4 in a weird game. The Padres had 13 walk batters. Individually, they left 28 men on base. And as a team, they left 15 on base. Team runners in scoring position hitting was 1-for-13, while the Pirates, this is why they won. The team with runners in scoring position went 7-for-15 tonight. So just a tick under 50% for the night, which if you're going to hit 50% with runners in scoring position, you're probably going to win the game. Blake Snell only went 2/3 of an inning tonight. 3 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, 1 strikeout. So Craig Stammen had to come in and clean that inning up. He didn't even make it out of the first inning. And then Nabil Krizmat came in, went 5. As coach said, he didn't do amazing, but he did hold it together, and he got through the game for the Padres so they didn't have to spend their bullpen. And so he went 5 innings. He struck out 5. He gave up 8 hits in 3 earned runs. When we get back, we're going to talk about the relief pitcher of the game, and we're also going to get a little check-in from Jace Tingler on Will Myers. He left the game early today, and so when we get back from break, we're going to update you on everything that we know about Will Myers and the injury to his knee. It's not serious. I'm not going to panic anyone. You'll hear everything when we get back on the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Dan Altavilla from the San Diego Padres. You're listening to the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
Matt Scraby back with you here on the Padres postgame show. The Padres lose to the Pirates 8-4 tonight. It was a weird one. They set a record, but it's not going to help them in the loss. They set a record for most walks in a single 9-inning game for the Padres in their team history with 13. And when you get 13 guys on base, you usually score a little bit more than four runs. The Padres struggled today with runners in scoring position. They went 1-for-13. They left 15 men on base as a team, but individually, they left 28 men on base, with Tommy Pham leaving six himself individually on base. Now, Tommy Pham is taking a beating on Twitter tonight and the last couple days, and I guess it's fair enough, because Tommy Pham is a professional baseball player and he's not playing up to where people think he should be playing. But I also know that Tommy Pham is going to turn it around. And Tony keeps assuring me, Tony Gwynn Jr., that is, he keeps assuring me that in a 162-game season, Tommy Pham will not be like this the entire year. And I tend to believe Tony when he says things like that. So we'll keep an eye on Tommy Pham going forward. But we'll also have to keep an eye on Will Myers, who has been on fire. Last night, he had a home run. He also had five RBIs. And then tonight, he had to leave the game a little bit early due to an injury. And we didn't know what the injury was at first, but we found out a little bit later that it was his knee, and it's something he's been dealing with. Here is Jace Tingler in postgame talking about Will Myers and his injury.
Yeah, he came out with basically some inflammation in his right knee. He's been playing through some things, I don't know, maybe the last week or so, but today, as the game went on, it got worse, and you know, he came out and figured, let's not, you know, push it, go get some treatment on it, and you know, we'll see how he's feeling tomorrow, but you know, right now I say he's probably day to day.
Is this the same or similar to what he was experiencing during spring training at times?
You know, it's been kind of nagging him. He's been able to play through it. Usually, you know, as long as he's kind of sprinting or walking, it's fine. You know, it kind of flares up on him when he's jogging more than anything. But, you know, seeing him move around in right field tonight, you know, you could tell that it kind of, you know, was a little bit giving him more problems than usual.
All right, that's the latest news on Will Myers. It doesn't sound serious. He may need to just maybe take a day off or so. He's been playing a lot lately, and he's been playing well. So we need, as William said last night on the postgame show, we need Cinco de Myers to be very good the rest of the year. Cinco de Myers. Also, 20 mil Will was another nickname that was put out there for Will Myers tonight, or last night, actually, after his 5 RBI game and a home run. So Will Myers just dealing with some soreness in his knee, and hopefully it doesn't turn into anything serious going forward. If you want to get in for your last chance at phone calls, you can 833-288-0973. If you want to tweet me, you can at Matt Scraby. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about who the relief pitcher of the game is tonight.
Which pitcher came in and slammed the door shut? Let's find out who's the relief pitcher of the game in partnership with the San Diego Food Bank, providing relief for tens of thousands of families affected by COVID-19. Become a donor or volunteer today at sandiegofoodbank.org.
I guess, you know, the relief pitcher of the game, I think you know who it's going to be, but I don't know that we're ever going to pick a relief pitcher of the game going forward that also lost the game at the same time, but it was one of those nights, and it's not a, you know, it was a weird game, so it's going to be a weird relief pitcher of the game. I thought about Craig Stammen for a second. You know, he came in and he cleaned up Blake Snell's first inning. But he only pitched for, he only had two pitches in the game, which were important pitches. But we're going to go with Nabil Crismat. He saved the bullpen. He went 5 innings tonight. He struck out 5. He gave up 3 earned runs on 8 hits. He takes the L. It's a tough one for Chris Matt to take the L, but, you know, who else? I mean, I don't think anyone else could take it because he pitched for five innings of the game. But five innings for him and 85 pitches were his new career highs. His previous highs were three innings and 44 pitches, which was last season for the Cardinals. So he went way longer than he's used to going. And I heard Jesse and Tony talking about it on the broadcast, and I want to take a little bit of umbrage with Jay Stengler. They were saying that he's likely going to be optioned tomorrow because he's spent his arm today. And I get what they're doing there. They're just trying to make a roster spot to get a few, maybe a guy on the team here for the next couple days until Chris Matt can come back. But let the guy hang out in the clubhouse and eat all the nice food and drink all the nice whatever is there to drink. But they're going to, we'll see what happens there. We'll see if they make a move with Nabil Chris Matt. But he is our relief pitcher of the game tonight. We have come to that point in the show where it is time to give the final totals, and we are going to talk about the game tomorrow. Brian, do we have an open for this? We do not have an open for the final totals. All right, let's go to the final totals. The Pirates, they beat the Padres 8-4 on 12 hits. The Pirates had 8 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, and the Padres had 4 runs on 6 hits with 2 errors. The Chris Matt takes the loss, as I said, as well as my computer is being very slow. Chris Stratton getting the win for the Pirates. The Padres left 15 men as a team on base. They were 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position. The Pirates left 12 on base, but they were 7-for-15 with runners in scoring position. And the double plays were a problem for the Padres tonight. There were Profar grounded into 2 and Campusano grounded into 1. So not a great game for the Padres overall. The time of the game was 4 hours and 7 minutes. The record for a Padres regular season game in 9 innings is 4 hours and 12 minutes. So we couldn't go that 6 more minutes and get 4 hours and 13 minutes, but we're 5 minutes short of the record, so we'll just have to deal with that. The attendance at PNC Park in Pittsburgh was 4,814, and it was 68 degrees. Snell, actually, he only pitched 38 pitches in the game. So he, you know, the guys also on the broadcast were talking a little bit about whether or not we could see Blake Snell a little bit earlier because he didn't have that long of an outing today, and he only threw 38 pitches. So this could turn into something great for the Padres over the weekend against the Dodgers when they come to town and play at Petco Park. But we still have to play a couple more against the Pirates before they come home. And tomorrow, the game, same time, 3:35 p.m. here on 97.3 The Fan and 2:35 p.m. for the pregame show. Joe Musgrove is taking the mound for the Padres. He's 2-0 on the year with a 0 ERA. He has struck out 18 batters on the season. And, of course, we all know he's coming off of his no-hitter. He's actually going to get his mural debut. They're going to debut his mural tomorrow at Grossmont High School for his no-hitter. He's the first player in Padres history to do it, and he's a San Diegan, so they made that happen quick right out there, and the Padres are going to debut that mural tomorrow. So Joe Musgrove facing his former team, the Pirates. He came from Pittsburgh, and he's going to do that tomorrow. He's going to face Tyler Anderson, who's 0-2 on the year with a 5.23 ERA. He struck out 12. He became the first Pirates pitcher in 2021 to work into the sixth inning when he pitched 5 1/3 innings on last Thursday against the Cubs. The lefty allowed 3 runs, including 2 on a changeup, well below the zone that Javier Baez, I guess, golfed for a homer. So he needs to clean that up. I'm talking about Tyler Anderson. That is the matchup tomorrow. The Padres are 8-4 on the season. The Pirates are now 4-7 on the season. And they're going to go and they're going to rest up tonight. They're going to come back ready to win tomorrow with Joe Musgrove on the mound. That is it for the Padres postgame show. Thanks to everyone who tweeted me tonight. Thanks to everyone who called in. It, by the way, in the future, if you call in and you're on hold, stay right there. If you hear the station, you're on hold, you're ready to go. You don't need to hang up and call back a million times. We'll get to you as soon as possible. But appreciate all of you for interacting. It was a weird game tonight, and people had some weird reactions tonight, so I enjoyed that. That's it for us. I am Matt Scraby. Thank you to Brian Cohen for running the board and being my wingman. Thank you to Jesse Agler. Thank you to Tony Gwynn Jr. Thank you to Adam Klug. Thank you to Dave Marcus. for running the board on the other side as an engineer. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Full schedule, normal schedule in the morning. Ben and Woods, 5 to 9 a.m. Coach will go from noon to 2:35, and then we will take over with Padres pregame tomorrow at 2:35 with the first pitch. Joe Musgrove on the mound at 3:35 p.m. Hope everyone had a great night, and I hope to talk to you soon here on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Dan Altavilla from the San Diego Padres. You're listening to the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
Matt Scraby back with you here on the Padres postgame show. The Padres lose to the Pirates 8-4 tonight. It was a weird one. They set a record, but it's not going to help them in the loss. They set a record for most walks in a single 9-inning game for the Padres in their team history with 13. And when you get 13 guys on base, you usually score a little bit more than four runs. The Padres struggled today with runners in scoring position. They went 1-for-13. They left 15 men on base as a team, but individually they left 28 men on base, with Tommy Pham leaving six himself individually on base. Now, Tommy Pham is taking a beating on Twitter tonight and the last couple days, and I guess it's fair enough, because Tommy Pham is a professional baseball player and he's not playing up to where people think he should be playing. But I also know that Tommy Pham is going to turn it around. And Tony keeps assuring me, Tony Gwynn Jr., that is, he keeps assuring me that in a 162-game season, Tommy Pham will not be like this the entire year. And I tend to believe Tony when he says things like that. So we'll keep an eye on Tommy Pham going forward. But we'll also have to keep an eye on Will Myers, who has been on fire. Last night, he had a home run. He also had five RBIs. And then tonight, he had to leave the game a little bit early due to an injury, and we didn't know what the injury was at first, but we found out a little bit later that it was his knee, and it's something he's been dealing with. Here is Jace Tingler in postgame talking about Will Myers and his injury.
Yeah, he came out with basically some inflammation in his right knee. He's been playing through some things, I don't know, maybe the last week or so, but today, as the game went on, it got worse, and you know, he came out and figured, let's not, you know, push it, go get some treatment on it, and you know, we'll see how he's feeling tomorrow, but you know, right now I say he's probably day to day.
Is this the same or similar to what he was experiencing during spring training at times?
You know, it's been kind of nagging him. He's been able to play through it. Usually, you know, as long as he's kind of sprinting or walking, it's fine. You know, it kind of flares up on him when he's jogging more than anything. But, you know, seeing him move around in right field tonight, you know, you could tell that it kind of, you know, was a little bit giving him more problems than usual.
All right, that's the latest news on Will Myers. It doesn't sound serious. He may need to just maybe take a day off or so. He's been playing a lot lately, and he's been playing well. So we need, as William said last night on the postgame show, we need Cinco de Myers to be very good the rest of the year. Cinco de Myers. Also, 20 mil Will was another nickname that was put out there for Will Myers tonight, or last night, actually, after his 5 RBI game and a home run. So Will Myers just dealing with some soreness in his knee, and hopefully it doesn't turn into anything serious going forward. If you want to get in for your last chance at phone calls, you can, 833-288-0973. If you want to tweet me, you can, at Matt Scraby. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about who the relief pitcher of the game is tonight.
Which pitcher came in and slammed the door shut? Let's find out who's the relief pitcher of the game in partnership with the San Diego Food Bank, providing relief for tens of thousands of families affected by COVID-19. Become a donor or volunteer today at sandiegofoodbank.org.
I guess, you know, the relief pitcher of the game, I think you know who it's going to be, but I don't know that we're ever going to pick a relief pitcher of the game going forward that also lost the game at the same time, but it was one of those nights, and it's not a, you know, it was a weird game, so it's going to be a weird relief pitcher of the game. I thought about Craig Stammen for a second. You know, he came in and he cleaned up Blake Snell's first inning. He only had two pitches in the game, which were important pitches, but we're going to go with Nabil Crismat. He saved the bullpen. He went 5 innings tonight. He struck out 5. He gave up 3 earned runs on 8 hits. He takes the L. It's a tough one for Chris Matt to take the L, but, you know, who else? I mean, I don't think anyone else could take it because he pitched for five innings of the game. But five innings for him and 85 pitches were his new career highs. His previous highs were three innings and 44 pitches, which was last season for the Cardinals. So he went way longer than he's used to going. And I heard Jesse and Tony talking about it on the broadcast, and I want to take a little bit of umbrage with Jay Stengler. They were saying that he's likely going to be optioned tomorrow because he's spent his arm today. And I get what they're doing there. They're just trying to make a roster spot to get a few, maybe a guy on the team here for the next couple days until Chris Matt can come back. But let the guy hang out in the clubhouse and eat all the nice food and drink all the nice whatever is there to drink. But they're going to, we'll see what happens there. We'll see if they make a move with Nabil Chris Matt. But he is our relief pitcher of the game tonight. We have come to that point in the show where it is time to give the final totals, and we are going to talk about the game tomorrow. Bride, do we have an open for this? We do not have an open for the final totals. All right, let's go to the final totals. The Pirates, they beat the Padres 8-4 on 12 hits. The Pirates had 8 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, and the Padres had 4 runs on 6 hits with 2 errors. The Chris Matt takes the loss, as I said, as well as my computer is being very slow. Chris Stratton getting the win for the Pirates. The Padres left 15 men as a team on base. They were 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position. The Pirates left 12 on base, but they were 7-for-15 with runners in scoring position. And the double plays were a problem for the Padres tonight. There were Profar grounded into 2 and Campusano grounded into 1. So not a great game for the Padres overall. The time of the game was 4 hours and 7 minutes. The record for a Padres regular season game in 9 innings is 4 hours and 12 minutes. So we couldn't go that 6 more minutes and get 4 hours and 13 minutes, but we're 5 minutes short of the record, so we'll just have to deal with that. The attendance at PNC Park in Pittsburgh was 4,814, and it was 68 degrees. Snell, actually, he only pitched 38 pitches in the game. So he, you know, the guys also on the broadcast were talking a little bit about whether or not we could see Blake Snell a little bit earlier because he didn't have that long of an outing today, and he only threw 38 pitches. So this could turn into something great for the Padres over the weekend against the Dodgers when they come to town and play at Petco Park. But we still have to play a couple more against the Pirates before they come home. And tomorrow, the game, same time, 3:35 p.m. here on 97.3 The Fan and 2:35 p.m. for the pregame show. Joe Musgrove is taking the mound for the Padres. He's 2-0 on the year with a 0 ERA. He has struck out 18 batters on the season. And, of course, we all know he's coming off of his no-hitter. He's actually going to get his mural debut. They're going to debut his mural tomorrow at Grossmont High School for his no-hitter. He's the first player in Padres history to do it, and he's a San Diegan, so they made that happen quick. Right out there, and the Padres are going to debut that mural tomorrow. So Joe Musgrove facing his former team, the Pirates. He came from Pittsburgh, and he's going to do that tomorrow. He's going to face Tyler Anderson, who's 0-2 on the year with a 5.23 ERA. He struck out 12. He became the first Pirates pitcher in 2021 to work into the sixth inning when he pitched 5 1/3 innings on last Thursday against the Cubs. The lefty allowed 3 runs, including 2 on a changeup, well below the zone that Javier Baez, I guess, golfed for a homer. So he needs to clean that up. I'm talking about Tyler Anderson. That is the matchup tomorrow. The Padres are 8-4 on the season. The Pirates are now 4-7 on the season. And they're going to go and they're going to rest up tonight. They're going to come back ready to win tomorrow with Joe Musgrove on the mound. That is it for the Padres postgame show. Thanks to everyone who tweeted me tonight. Thanks to everyone who called in. It, by the way, in the future, if you call in and you're on hold, stay right there. If you hear the station, you're on hold, you're ready to go. You don't need to hang up and call back a million times. We'll get to you as soon as possible. But appreciate all of you for interacting. It was a weird game tonight, and people had some weird reactions tonight, so I enjoyed that. That's it for us. I am Matt Scraby. Thank you to Brian Cohen for running the board and being my wingman. Thank you to Jesse Agler. Thank you to Tony Gwynn Jr. Thank you to Adam Klug. Thank you to Dave Marcus. for running the board on the other side as an engineer. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Full schedule, normal schedule in the morning. Ben and Woods, 5 to 9 a.m. Coach will go from noon to 2:35, and then we will take over with Padres pregame tomorrow at 2:35 with the first pitch. Joe Musgrove on the mound at 3:35 p.m. Hope everyone had a great night, and I hope to talk to you soon here on 97.3 The Fan.